We should be allies, you and I, Colonel Bustamante. You wish to carve your own nation from northern Chihuahua, and I from southern New Mexico. We can enter into alliance that will serve us both.
How can I benefit from such an alliance?
My nation would separate your nation from the United States, and your nation would separate my own country from Mexico. Would it not be good to have a friendly nation as your neighbor?
Si.
And as friendly neighbors, we can also do things for each other, can we not?
If I ask you to do something for me, you will do it.
Yes, if I can. What do you wish me to do for you?
It would help very much if in the town of Puico, the rurales would be killed.
You want them all killed?
Si.
How many of the local police are there?
There are 12, sir, and there are 5 federales. They, too, must be killed.
That's only 17 men, and I know you have at least 100 men. Why is it that you cannot kill them yourselves?
I am known, sir. I am a famous man in my country. If I killed the rurales and federales, I would not be able to win the support of the people. But if some evil Norte Americanos killed them, I could offer my services to defend the people against that happening again.
All right. I will be the evil North American who will come and kill all the police for you. And in return, I want artillery pieces. I want 3 12-pounder Napoleons and 3 10-pounder Parrot guns.
Very good, sir. If you kill the rurales and the federales in Puico for me, I will give you the guns you want.
Schofield made the decision that his incursion into northern Mexico, specifically Chihuahua, would be less conspicuous if they did so without wearing uniforms. And so it was that he undertook his end of the bargain that he had made with Pedro Bustamante. Seeing 20 men arriving at one time was a rare experience for the citizens of Puico. And to see that all 20 men were Norte Americanos made the arrival even more peculiar. Captain Bond led the men. When they reached the Oficina de la Rurales, he stopped. He then had his men form into a semicircle facing the police office. The local chief of police came out. 10 of his policemen came with him.
Sir, why have you come to Puico with so many men, And why do you ring my entire office in such a challenging way?
1,000 pardons, sir. We are looking for Rancho de Juan Mendoza. I want to buy horses and have brought many men with me so that I may drive the horses back to my ranch in Los Estados Unidos.
Sí.
Chief of police was relieved that there didn't appear to be any immediate threat from the large number of Americans. He began to point in the direction of the horse ranch.
Now!
Other rurales and federales in town hurried down to protect their friends, but they were too few and too late. Within moments, every policeman in the town of Puico, whether federal or local, lay dead or dying. A few of the citizens of the town were killed as well.
Company! Right wheel by twos! Squat forward to the trot!
Bond's squad rode out of town exactly as they had ridden in, and not one citizen of the town made any effort to stop them. 2 days later, Schofield met Bustamante at the border. Schofield had brought his entire legion with him, and unlike when they had raided Puico, his men were all in uniform now. He wanted to make an impression on Bustamante, knowing that seeing mounted and uniformed men would go a long way toward establishing the validity of his claim to have founded a new nation.
You did well, sir. I have put many of my soldiers in Puico, and the citizens of the town are muy agradecida that we will protect them from the bandidos Norte Americanos. Here are the piezas de artilleria that we bargained for.
Schofield smiled as he sat in the saddle and looked over his newly acquired artillery pieces. 3 Napoleons and 3 Parrot rifles. The guns, which were caisson mounted, had come complete with an ample supply of ball and powder in the case of the smoothbore Napoleons and conical shell and powder in the case of the rifle-barreled pair.
The guns are yours, sir. But each caisson requires a team of two horses, and those you must furnish yourself.
Yes, I understand. I brought sufficient animals to move the guns back to my headquarters. I thank you, Colonel Bustamante. With artillery, I can plan the infiltration and ultimate capture of Antelope Wells. The citizens will feel the brunt of a full-scale military operation. Antelope Wells will become known in history as the crowning event in my war to liberate the New Mexico Boot Hill and found a new nation.